Tuesday is the last day to register to vote in the Florida presidential preference primary, which is set for March 15th. But there are some important distinctions voters should be aware of. More from WUSF's Bobby O'Brien.
First, it's important to know that not all registered voters can cast a ballot in the upcoming Florida presidential primary. The state runs a closed primary.
That's a huge issue we have, is reminding voters of that.
Brian Corley is Pasco County Supervisor of Elections and President of the State Supervisors of Elections Association. He says only Republicans can vote for the GOP candidates and only Democrats for the Democratic candidates.
For example, we have a no party or an independent that wants to be involved in the Republican primary and they're switching to Republican, or a Republican that wants to vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders is switching Democrat.
There are 13 GOP candidates and 3 Democrats on the ballot, although several have suspended their campaigns. Corley says if the candidate has not officially withdrawn, and to date none have, then that candidate will still get the vote. It's a winner-take-all for Republicans, where Democrats will get delegates for each of the congressional districts that they win. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.